Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Backcast.
Hello.
It's December 4th, March 14th. And we're here at the Tyler's Goulash. And here we go!
Yeah!
Welcome to the Backcast. The most random podcast on all the internet.
Hello and welcome to the Packcast. I'm Patrick Mahan, your host for this evening. I've got a good two guests here, two of my close pals, great friends, great compadres, good work buddies, and just great all-around dudes. To my right, Mr. T-Cent himself, Tyler Mullen. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And to my left, the one and the only, the man needs no introduction, so I'm not going to give him one.
Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny Shetna.
Hey, Dr. Kenny Shetna. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Shetna.
It's almost like Shatner. Shatner.
Close.
But not. It's
not quite.
Shetna. So what's new in the world of you both? I mean, have you guys been, gone golfing lately or anything? What's the haps?
I have not been golfing lately.
Nor have I.
No? Okay. Swimming?
Yes.
How's that been going?
It's cold.
It is cold. A lot of cold times here in the winter of 2015.
Yeah.
How do you think that happens?
Just weather, man.
Yeah. The weatherman?
The weatherman.
Does he tell you that it's cold?
He does.
Yeah. How do you think they gather their information?
They don't.
No.
That's just all.
You think they're liars?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Dr. Kenny?
No opinion.
No opinion? Who's your favorite weatherman of all time?
Allison Chinchar.
And, Allison Chinchar, she's now working in the greater Atlanta area.
I heard that.
I see her a lot on my television, and think of you for all those years that you crushed on her when she was in this town. In Chattanooga. We are broadcasting live from the Red Room tonight. Not sure if I mentioned that at the top of the broadcast, but we are live in our newly renovated Red Room.
I was about to say.
Yeah, very newly renovated. Fancy new equipment, fancy new chips. Not sure where these came from, but they seem
state-of-the-art.
State-of-the-art chips. And we're just having a good time hanging out. This is actually being broadcasted over the newly launched PatCast Radio. Tyler, have you been listening to PatCast Radio?
Yes.
Man, what do you think about that?
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably the greatest thing that's ever happened. I thoroughly enjoy listening to it.
You lead a very boring life, sir.
I know, but that's just what I do. Put a lot of time and work into the PatCast Radio. I've been building it and making it the success it's become. Did you hear that it was a success?
I did.
Yeah, people were saying that.
They were. I saw it all over this one Twitter account.
Yeah, which one?
At PatCast.
The PatCast?
Yeah.
Don't forget the. It's the most
at
important part.
At the PatCast.
Yeah, that's right. At the PatCast. Yeah. If you've been listening to PatCast Radio, please let us know. Use hashtag PatCast Radio and let us know your thoughts on the service. You can even request a song by saying, hey, I'd like to hear blank, and then tag us at the PatCast.
You don't have to use that specific verbiage. It's just
yeah, you can use whatever you want. But we'll probably play it. Dr. Kenny, you've actually got a show coming up this week.
Yeah, dude.
Playing some of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
Are you getting excited about that?
Yes.
Can you give us a taste of some artists, someone you know that if they're listening and they want to tune into your show, what will they might hear on your little episode?
Yeah, a lot of Ween.
Hmm. Are you familiar with Ween?
Ween. Yes.
Are they your favorite artist that starts with the letter W?
No.
They're not even his favorite artist that starts with a W-E-E.
My favorite band is Wiener.
Wiener?
Yes.
Mm.
Which is Weezer with the Z turned on its side.
Right.
You know, I'm probably going to tune in. I'm going to sit back, relax, pop open a cold one, turn on PatCast Radio, listen to Dr. Kenny Sheltonoff, spit some knowledge at us, and play some good tunes.
Well, I won't be DJing.
Oh. No, we'll just play some good tunes then.
I just put in some requests. Basically, it's a request show where I'm the only one allowed to make requests.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what PatCast Radio is. You're going to be seeing a lot more shows just like this one coming up from all your favorite Pat panel guests, including Tyler Mullins. Tyler, you think you're going to have your own show on PatCast Radio or what?
It's I mean, it has to happen.
Yeah, and what would one might hear if they tuned into your radio show?
They'll just have to tune in and find out.
I like that. That's what we call a tease.
Well, you, sir, are a tease.
We got a lot of exciting stuff, though, coming up. We've got many guests returning to the podcast this month, including Brian Bice.
Bonjour.
Brian Bice has become quite the regular here on the podcast. We'll be excited to have him back on. We'll also have Joey the Watson Watson. And if we're really, really lucky, we'll have Brian Bice and Joey the Watson Watson talking about
Batman. Batman.
All right. So the Oscars were last month. Dr. Kenny, did you watch those?
I love the Oscars.
Yeah?
I always like the Oscars. By the way, I love the Oscars because the E does their Live from the Red Carpet, which is an Oscars pre-show. But before that, they had the countdown to Live on the Red Carpet. So there were several levels to this event. And I like any event that gets treated like that, like with way more pomp and circumstance than it probably deserves. I like it when people overreact.
So you're an E-man when it comes to Oscars.
I'm a what?
An E-man. That's what they call people who watch E.
Is that...
You're an E-man.
Is that an industry term?
Yeah. You're an E-man.
E-man.
I guess so. I'll embrace that.
So were you happy with the winner of Best Picture, Birdman?
Yeah, very much so.
Did you see Birdman?
Yeah, I did.
And you really enjoyed Birdman?
I loved it.
What was your favorite part about the movie, without any spoilers?
I just like... I like Michael Keaton. I've always liked Michael Keaton.
Yeah, what's your favorite Michael Keaton role?
It's weird because he's not in a ton of movies. Like,
no, he's not. You don't see him that often.
Jack Frost?
Like, he's this huge name in Hollywood. Like, everybody knows who Michael Keaton is. And then I go look at his filmography, and I'm just like, I feel like there's not that much here. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen a lot of these, and I don't know, it's kind of weird. But I like Michael Keaton, so I'm not sure why I like Michael Keaton, but...
He's just a good man.
I'm sure he did something in the past that...
Batman.
He was in that one movie with Andy Garcia, where he played that murderer or whatever, who was trying to kill his kid. And he has that crazy scene where he's in...
Ocean's 11?
Where he's in jail, like, he's getting surgery or something. He's in jail, and he, like, swallows that... He, like, ties dental floss around his tooth and swallows that. You know what I'm talking about?
Escape from Alcatraz.
Yeah. That's the one.
I didn't see a whole lot of the Oscars. I did see the Lonely Island performance.
Yeah.
I think it was awesome.
With
Will Arnett as Batman.
You say it was Will Arnett.
It was totally Will Arnett.
You can't prove it.
It could just be Batman.
It was great.
Yeah. It was good.
I really want a Lego Oscar.
Yeah.
Because that
Let's
was...
Let's make one.
All right.
I can make one.
We can make one.
Yeah. What'd I say?
What about an Oscar?
I can make one.
It's the Royal Eye.
What about an Oscar Bluth? Oscar.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of the Oscars. I wasn't there. So I can't comment much on it. But...
You wasted our press pass?
You weren't there?
No.
They were...
Oh, you gave it to Taylor Newman?
We sent waffle knots to the Oscars.
Oh, Christ.
Hopefully he'll be here later to tell us about it.
I could not attend.
How come we haven't seen this footage yet?
Probably because there was no footage.
Did he get any good interviews?
He went backstage,
yeah.
From what I can tell.
Yeah.
He hung out with, what's that country singer he hangs out with?
Glenn Campbell?
No! Don't you remember a couple months ago he tweeted?
Oh, Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean. He was hanging out with Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean, yeah.
At the Oscars. Because, or am I confusing Jason Aldean? I think I'm confusing Jason Aldean with Tim McGraw, who sang a Glenn Campbell song.
Yes, he did.
And how was that? Was it Rhinestone Cowboy?
No.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So Waffnots was at the Oscars. He was supposed to live tweet. He was supposed to do. He was supposed to do a lot of stuff. He's still there, actually.
Did we not pay for a return?
No. So we don't know where he is.
We're going to text him.
If you have seen Waffnots, feel free to tweet us. Use the hashtag, where's Waffnots? All right. We have been recently joined by two more guests along here with me and Dr. Kenny and Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brian Bice and Joey the Watson Watson to the studio.
Hey, guys.
Hello, everybody.
How you guys doing today?
Tired.
Tired? What makes you tired?
Just got done at the gym.
Ah, well, that'll do it.
So, yeah, Monday, MWF, Monday, Wednesday, Friday are my gym days.
Mm.
And Tuesdays and Thursdays, I always walk around with this feeling of like, so, technically, I'm stronger than I was 24 hours ago, but it hurts to do anything. Right. Which begs the question, what's the point?
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
The Y, downtown.
Me too.
What?
I'm there on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, what time?
5:30 to 8.
I go at like 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a night person.
Yeah. Put my kid in the child care down there.
Yeah.
And when I carry her in there, it's easy.
Yeah.
And I go down and pick her up afterwards, and it hurts.
Yeah.
I think this whole working out thing is a scam.
Is it not working out?
No, it's not working out for me. The thing that really gets me is that I picked some stuff up and put it back down right where I found it. So it's like I've literally accomplished.
As I'm doing right now.
I've accomplished nothing except hurt myself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I should just go to like a coal mine or something. Like
no.
Work on
the
railroad.
Black lung.
Oh yeah, yeah. Railroad then.
Yeah.
Then I'd learn to sing good songs, there and I'd go. Actually build things.
That's there racist.
People are still,
how's that racist?
People are still building railroads, right? By hand? That still happens?
It is. Sure. Yeah. All the time.
There's a booming railroad industry.
Have you not seen Hell on Wheels?
It's going to change the country.
They're making leaps and bounds on Hell on Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched this first season.
I haven't either, but I really want to.
Oh, you're missing out, my friend. You are missing out.
I believe
out.
It. I'm not avoiding it.
We're in the golden age of TV, which is wonderful. No. It just means that it's too much. So much good stuff to watch.
So, Parks and Rec ended. What did everybody think of the finale?
I liked all the jokes.
I'm sad.
All oh, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Especially when you know, yeah.
And then Ben looked at the camera. We looked at the camera like that. Yeah. I was like,
but
no.
But that part at the end, when it was 3 years later.
And he didn't look at the camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What? Look at the."
I really wanted waffles from JJ's Diner.
At least that was whipped cream.
Did you enjoy John Cena's cameo?
I did. It was fantastic. I loved that episode.
It was good.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was
great. I mean, it was a throwaway episode, but I thought it was awesome.
It was a throwaway, but throwaway. Parks and Rec throwaway episodes are still pretty
still
high
classic.
Quality.
Classic.
Yeah, especially I love when a show gets to the point when they can kind of just coast on their characters for a minute.
Right.
It's just that you love them so much that you kind of watch them do anything.
But I like this show because at first the main character was Leslie Knope, but after a while they all became main characters in a way.
Parks and Rec is a really...
The Office.
Yeah.
No, not The Office. The Office after Michael Scott left.
You don't think Jim was a main character in The Office?
Yeah, he was
well before
he was.
Michael left.
Dwight's evolution was the most interesting in that show. Like but by the end, you were kind of like his joyful reunion with
Angela
was like that was a problem. That's one of the best moments. And like that was Dwight. Okay. That was like that character that was just a whipping boy for Jim for so long.
No,
but a lot more. But a lot. They were all. I mean, they all became main characters. But a lot of the like lower tier people on the show became. They had bigger roles in the last.
Yeah, they were given arcs and stuff. I think Parks and Rec is a great study in kind of how you where you have to start with characters, which is stock characters. Like when you meet Ron in the first episode, you're like, so this is like a prototype. Jack ripoff from 30 Rock kind of thing or what, but then like within a couple episodes he whittles down until he's something complete, and like every character did that. Every character was a stock character. One great thing of change that they did, which is awesome, I was reading about this, is that Leslie looks at the camera a lot in the first season, but by like season 3 and from then on, she literally never looks at the camera.
Yeah.
She doesn't do those takes. And the creators were talking about how they did that because they realized she's the only character that truly never... Her actions and her intentions are always totally... Like, she's always who she is. Like, there's no difference between her... There's no guile, so that she has no reason to do those takes to the camera, because if she thinks something, she'll just say it. You know?
Right.
It's great.
I never thought about that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I mean, I didn't
spot dial.
That.
The dial was my yeah.
The dial.
Dial.
The dial.
Strong argument. It's a great show. Parks and Rec. Sad to see it go.
Mm-hmm.
Live on in our hearts, minds,
and our DVRs.
And DVRs forever.
I love you. And I like you, Parks and Rec.
Yeah. What was your favorite character on the show, Brian?
I mean, it just.
Mark. The answer is Mark.
Mark Rydenowitz, who was on there for 2 seasons.
Mark.
Fran Danowitz.
I think it has to be Ron. Just not to disparage any other character, because there, I mean, it's not by a wide margin, but that performance is just so. Yeah. There's so much stillness, and all his most of his jokes are so minor in their delivery, and mm-hmm. I mean, he, that character just never failed to make me laugh out loud. You know, mm-hmm. he's got so much control. I loved how most just his face was stone for so many of his scenes. I just think he's so great.
Yeah. No, you, Dr. Kenneth. Wow, what was your favorite character on the show?
Sewage Joe.
That was pretty great. Did you not think like Hugh Jackman's cousin every time you saw that character?
Kirk Fox?
Yeah.
I love Kirk Fox.
So yeah. So. No? Okay.
Joey. Favorite character.
That's a tough one, because each character has like its own merit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it's...
Is an easier question, least favorite character?
No, because even then, I mean, you got... You could just pick, you know, the least favorite, and you could always just say Gary, Jerry, whatever his name is for the week.
Yeah.
But that would just be playing along with the show, because how can you hate him?
Totally fair, guys.
It's hysterical.
Totally fair.
What was the question?
Who's your favorite character on The Office?
Yeah, favorite
Who's your favorite character on MASH?
That one guy in the army.
The one who was in the army, yeah.
G.I. Joe.
April's like eight.
April's pretty great.
See, I mean, she's up there with Andy and
that's
Ron.
Just because Aubrey Plaza's a fox. But yeah, but I feel like she plays the same role in any movie.
Yes, yeah,
or
does.
Show.
Yeah, but
no,
which leads me to believe that that's her.
No, 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 she doesn't. I don't feel like she.
I was looking for an argument, Joey.
There was one movie. I'm horrible with names.
That's the title?
No.
Oh.
That's not it.
That sounded like a good movie.
But it was with one of the guys from the League.
Of Shadows?
No, Safety Not Guaranteed?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't.
That movie is awesome.
I don't feel like she played the same character in that movie.
Nah, no, she's pretty close.
Yeah.
She's pretty close.
Was it?
She was a little more.
It's the same.
She's
aesthetic.
A little more enthusiastic, but.
But it was only about something
yeah,
what about, super
what
about, weird.
She was jaded about pretty much everything.
What about the one about sex?
The to-do list?
To-do list. Anybody see that?
No.
First of all, I was going to say I got my Aubrey Plaza movies on lock.
The to-do list. I saw the to-do list. She was a little different, though.
Yeah, to-do list was weird.
I think Parks and Rec's best accomplishment is that the love story, the central love story, got better once they got together, which is the opposite of what happens in most TV shows. Usually when the main... Will they won't they pair get together, there's a lot of tension that's dissolved and a lot of the great stuff about the show. It's like when New Girl, when they fired that pistol, since then it's been like, I don't know what to do now, you know? But once Ben and Leslie got together, them as a team was the source of such great material, you know? Even better than their We Wish We Were Together material.
Right.
And that's a rare accomplishment. I love that.
Coming up next, we are going to have a big discussion, which you will find out right after this.
Like a proper thing of a yo-yo, the podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
Oh, hello there. My name is Dan Dirksen, and I make some of the finest whiskey that anyone has ever tasted this side of Nebraska. You see, I make my whiskey straight from all kinds of elements that I just can't reveal in a commercial like this. The Dan Dirksen recipe is a family-kept secret going back 16 generations to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Papa Donald Dirksen. Please pick up a bottle of some 100,000-proof Dan Dirksen whiskey at your local liquor store. May your days be merry and your nights be Dirksen. Dan Dirksen.
This is the Padcast. The Padcast. Waking up the screwball in all of us and putting to bed those filthy rumors of horseradish.
And we're back. I promised a big discussion before the break. We've been talking about Parks and Rec, a little bit of The Office. So now we're going to have one of our big debates. Taking a little vote. Parks and Rec versus The Office. Which one is better?
The Office.
Shit. I thought you were moving toward fracking.
Nope. That's starting it. With Tyler, which show?
The Office.
Okay. Office, why?
Okay, I didn't know that was going to be part of the...
I didn't either.
It's going to be some...
Me and Tyler had the same reaction. Why? Tyler just went...
Because it's better.
Okay.
Brian?
Compelling. Parks and Rec, without hesitation. And I love The Office.
Tyler has gotten up.
You're a real sack of shit, bud.
I recently rewatched... Recently, over the last couple of months, you know, getting ready for the Parks and Rec final season, I watched all Parks and Rec, and before that, I rewatched all The Office.
See, I need to do that. I've rewatched The Office recently, so that's why my vote will have to go to The Office, only because I've not gone back and watched everything all the way through with Parks and Rec. And I need to do that, so it's hard for me to give a fair...
I...
Especially now that, you know, now we've seen all of Parks and Rec...
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch all of it. So it's hard to go ahead and have this discussion.
I expect that when you rewatch Parks and Rec and you get all the way into the final season, you'll realize that there was never a desert of weak seasons.
Right.
You know? Season 1 and season 2.
Which you can say about just about, certainly you can say about The Office. Do you remember the season 1 of Office?
Season 1, yeah, but season 2 was fantastic.
But... I don't think you can call season 2 of Parks and Rec weak at all.
No, but it just doesn't Watch have this. The same
season 2 of Parks
pizzazz.
And Rec. Was
it's
weak.
Not it's not as good as the later seasons.
Right.
3's not as good as 2 or 2's not as good as 3. 3's not as good as 4. 4's not as good. But my point is that this show has as accumulated character and kept on rolling very consistently to the point that when you reach the end of the penultimate season and they did that great time jump, they're like, these guys aren't out of steam at all. Like they're that. I just think that Parks and Rec never had a renaissance season where like now we're back on our feet because they never lost it. So I think that's admirable.
Fair.
Admirable.
And I think The Office kind of did that with season 9. It was kind of like it's okay, we're back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I told and I loved it.
Yeah,
I totally agree. But those seasons before that is why I think Parks and Rec beats it.
Yeah. I was going to say Parks and Rec just for rewatchability. Because mm-hmm. I catch myself going back and rewatching Parks and Rec way more. I used to watch The Office a lot. Mm-hmm. But I went back and rewatched the entire series. And I've since then watched Parks and Rec 3 times through.
Wow.
That's because there's not as many episodes.
So I'm only going with The Office because, as I said before, I need to go back and rewatch Parks and Rec. I've not gone and rewatched it since it started. So, get back to me here in like a month.
I'll ask you again.
Yeah, ask me again.
Oh, well, in one month from today.
Yeah. But right now, we're tied. Dr. Kinney here is the tiebreaker. The Office or Parks and Recreation?
The answer's easy for completely different reasons, but it's Parks and Rec. It's
okay.
Parks and Rec. But I feel the exact opposite way that I think both of you do about Parks and Rec. I thought Parks and Rec was dynamite from the first episode. And I've loved it. And I think, for me personally, it's gotten worse every episode since then. The episodes, and I haven't watched the final season at all, so I'm reserving judgment on that. But
we can watch it. I've got them all right now.
We're going to go out to Joe's car.
All right. Parks and Rec break!
And we're back.
5 hours later.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so they swung up there at the end. They redeemed themselves.
It was the John Cena.
Pretty good. Pretty good. But yeah, I fell in love. My favorite episode of Parks and Rec is a 6-way tie for every episode in the first season.
Hmm.
I think the first season of Parks and Rec is absolutely perfect. And then I love the second season, too. And then, see, I've always had a problem with... I think a lot of sitcoms tend to do this, where over time, like you're saying, when each character kind of becomes their own person, I think a lot of times writers tend to write their characters as caricatures of themselves. I think Ron Swanson started off brilliant and has turned into this ridiculous parody of Ron Swanson, and I don't love that, but I still like the show equally as much. It's just it goes in an opposite direction.
Sure. And I really do recognize that, that like that they've turned the volume up on a lot of characters. Ron probably more than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's totally subjective for me that it just consistently works. Right. Like I just love it all.
Exactly.
That's fair. One thing I think that also sets Parks and Rec apart from The Office, see what you think about this, is that Parks and Rec has little moments where they make like,
I think that's stupid.
All right. Tyler's probably right.
Damn it, Tyler, you win again.
Continue.
No, I think that's good. I think that's the segment.
Absolutely is the segment.
Oh, I will say one thing about The Office real quick. The only reason The Office isn't above Parks and Rec is because I had a super love-hate relationship with The Office. Where there were moments when I thought it was like the worst show on television, and then other moments where I was like, man, this show's great. Like, I remember why I watched this show, you know? The Office, I constantly had breaks, and then I would see a great episode and be like, oh, I need to go catch up. It was sort of that. So. Yeah. That level of inconsistency is the only thing that throws me
off. We agree on that. Yeah. Like, that Parks and Rec never did that.
Right, true.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say value statements. Parks and Rec has plot lines and episodes and brief little moments where they actually make politically significant statements.
The thing that made me fall in love with Parks and Rec, well, not initially, the thing that I guess kept me in love with Parks and Rec was the basic, like, very superficial structure of the show, where each episode had some very logical city project they were working on.
Yeah.
And the writers used it perfectly to tell the whatever story the characters were involved in.
Absolutely.
And I fucking loved how structurally sound each episode was. It's like, hey, we're doing the summer catalog, or hey, we're doing...
Right.
Every episode, early on, over time, it got a little more serialized.
Mm-hmm.
Storylines stretched out over the course of the season, but...
But it was...
There was always a clearly defined goal, superficially.
Yeah, which drives things so nice. It keeps things tight really nicely. Yeah.
Which is what I don't think this season really has. They've tried to wrap everything up, but I just don't feel like... It's like a character went this direction, and then last episode, or the second to last episode, I was like, they just kind of stopped talking about it. And I was like, what happened to it?
Right.
So, I don't know.
I think you're all crazy, and I disagree with every one of you, and I don't respect any of your opinions.
But you'll defend to the death our right to.
Absolutely not.
Batman is awesome.
Batman rules.
There we go.
Do we agree on that one?
Ben dressed as Batman in Parks and Rec.
He did.
And then cried in a suit.
Come on!
I will say, I think that might have been the only episode of Parks and Rec that I kind of hated.
Treat yourself.
I think it's because it felt like such a forced catchphrase. And then when, like, Tyler and Matt picked it up, like, very quickly, and I was just like, I can't believe this caught up. Like, this is working. Like, well, I was so bad.
Treat yourself.
Well, it's such a forced thing, but that's Donna and, that's them.
Yeah.
They're the worst. I don't know why I can't do it.
I blame Tyler and Matt more than I blame the writers.
Which is what usually the right move.
Sonic Forest. That's I totally get you now.
Fucking list.
I did not like his second live comedy DVD as opposed to his first one.
Downgrade.
Yeah,
his third one
was killing it.
I liked his third one.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
When did it come out?
It kind of rebounded a little bit. I don't know. This was like about a year ago. But I liked it better than the second one. But the first one's by far.
The first one's perfect.
It was awesome.
Third one. Seen the Nick Offerman one on Netflix?
Yes.
I want to.
American Ham.
It's so good.
Absolutely.
Has anybody read his book?
No.
I can't. Walmart. You?
I can't find it.
It's on my shelf.
Oh. Why don't you read an excerpt from it?
Later.
I've read Yes Please. I saw this great behind the scenes bit with the writers where he was filming a scene where he had to eat something. Swanson eats like a huge burger or something very quickly in a scene. And Nick Offerman is so much like Swanson that the line blurs sometimes. So the director, they did a take and was like, okay, Nick, for this next take, Ron needs to eat it in one bite.
Right.
And Offerman looked at the director and he says, I can't do that. And they're like, oh yeah, because you're a human. Like they forgot that he actually doesn't do all the things that Swanson does. That's good.
My favorite Parks and Rec scene that makes me lose it every time is when Ron Swanson's getting his shoe shine.
Yeah.
He makes the noise.
The bunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, you know, the interview with him, and he's just like, what the fuck, man? That's my feeling. That's my favorite. I don't know why. Every time I go back and watch it, he's just like, and Ron's like, I don't know. He's like, sounds just sound.
That's another one. I think Andy, over time, got so dumb.
Yeah.
But there at the beginning, I think they wrote him so cleverly stupid.
Yeah.
Like he was retarded about the most perfect things. About stuff you would just never piece together. Like he wasn't the typical, you know, TV idiot.
Yeah.
I think he approached that later on, but
he's one of those awesome TV characters that was written into the pilot as someone who would depart quickly.
Right.
And they're like, nope, keeping him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now look where he is. Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Jurassic Park.
I still can't watch that trailer.
Awesome.
I still can't watch that Jurassic Park 4 trailer. Like it's gonna be a while before
dinosaurs y'all cook up.
That's probably not a good idea. Like that's Burt Macklin to me. Like it's gonna be a while before he can play that kind of super serious badass and me just not snicker.
I will say that trailer though made me want to go back and rewatch the first Jurassic Park. Because when they start the theme at the end, they just bring in that piano key, and I'm just like, damn it, where's Jurassic Park? Let's watch it.
You know that, like, two-hour, super slowed-down version of the Jurassic Park theme? That's still on my work playlist. I still listen to that.
It's so good.
It's out of this world. Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
It's great.
Let's play it. All right. This has been an episode of the PacCast Live here for the first time on PacCast Radio.
Wait, this was live?
Yeah!
It sounded like the Parks and Rec.
Moving
on!
Thanks for listening here at PacCastRadio.com. You can listen to our episodes on demand over at Mixcloud, or you can just listen to them live when they air on PacCast Radio.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the PacCast. Crew. Cast. On the next podcast.
Hello.
Dr. Kenny just finished a rousing game of chess.
Yep.
How was that?
Well, Patrick, when you're playing chess in an oriental setting where the city don't know what the city is getting, I like to try to get my kicks above the waistline.
Well, who wouldn't?
Sunshine.
Oh, what a great nickname for someone. What's your favorite song of the 80s?
Of the 80s?
Yep. Favorite song?
Hey.
If you had to pick one, Hey?
By the Pixies.
That's solid. Good pick.
Actually, that's not true. Weird and Stop Making Sense come out. That came out in 79? Or is that in the 80s?
Might have been 80s.
Well, if This Must Be the Place came out in the 80s,
it did.
Then...
It did. It absolutely did. Yes,
then
it did.
This Must Be the Place is my favorite song.
Yeah. So it's not One Night in Bangkok?
No.
Is that in your top five?
Of the 80s?
Yep.
No.
Top 10?
I don't think it's ranked.
But if you had to rank it... And estimate where you're ranking it.
Somewhere below Cry.
Well, I figured that'd be in your top five.
Actually, it probably is.
It's gotta be.
But it's still below
Cry.
What
a song.
Yeah, man.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.